This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Zimbabwe's businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital Harare today as security forces increased patrols to stop anti-government protests fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, a center of past unrest, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints on roads leading into the capital. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's Electoral Commission to run for a third term. An election is set for the end of October. Political opponents say such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko as prime minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. The October balloting is seen as crucial for the stability of Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa producer, which has been rebuilding from a brief civil war that followed Ouattara's first election win in 2010. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year. This in the wake of the worsening coronavirus situation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong. China denies it's impinging on civil rights in the city, but the disqualified candidates include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp this month. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has made it anything but normal, as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million took part. This year's number, only about 1,000 people, all of them living in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News.